Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Intermittent fasting, that's an eating plan that switches between abstaining from food and then eating on a timed schedule. And it really has grown in popularity in recent years. Many people try it to lose weight, but there are also claims of other health benefits that it may have. Well, we're going to look at some of the facts and the myths around it. So I'm joined in studio by Louise Reynolds, who's a dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
So are you a fan of intermittent fasting?
Well, it definitely works for some people. It's not something that I would blanket recommend, because it's really just a way of it's self-imposing a rule on how you're eating during the day. So really what it means, for somebody who isn't sure what it means, there are a couple of different ways of doing it. It just means that you're eating during less of the day. So we have 24 hours in the day, and generally we would be awake for probably, you know, 14 or 16 of those hours, depending on how long you sleep. But during the waking hours, you limit the amount of time that you're eating. That's one way of doing it. And a lot of people go for the 16-8 method. Mm-hmm. So that means for 16 hours of the day, you don't eat. So that's obviously while you're asleep. And then also during the day, you're only eating during an 8-hour window. So that could be, a lot of people might say from 12 noon until 8 p.m. would be the window that they allow themselves to eat. Another popular method is the 5-2, which is 5 days a week you eat normally, and 2 days you have a very restricted calorie intake. So maybe, you know, only having sort of a small breakfast and a very light meal later in the day. So you really restrict your calorie intake mm-hmm. on 2 days. And then the other one that received a bit of attention recently, because Rishi Sunak was talking about a 36-hour fast in the week. So he stopped eating at 5 o'clock on a Sunday night and didn't eat again until his breakfast on a Tuesday morning.
Oof,
at 5 a.m.
And that's really restrictive.
That's very restrictive. And again, you know, they're self-imposed kind of rules that people are putting on themselves. And for some people, they work better than if you say to somebody, OK, you can never have, you know, a biscuit again. But then that's not something a dietitian would say. That's something that somebody themselves might say, I'm going to cut out all biscuits, all cakes, you know, and that might be very difficult. Whereas they might say, well, actually, I can eat during 8 hours, but then the evening when I sit down at 8 o'clock to watch TV, I've finished eating. So I'm not going to be grazing and snacking.
And that has to be a good thing, because that is the danger zone, isn't it?
That is the danger. And that is why, Claire, people lose weight on this method. That's why. It's mm-hmm. not because it's resetting metabolism, or it doesn't have any special magical properties.
Well, you hear that, don't you? You hear about giving your body time to have a break from digesting food. You hear about cell regeneration,
yes.
all of these other benefits. And it's hard to know whether
yeah.
that's
well,
right or
definitely
not.
Now, in 2024, we live in a very obesogenic environment. People may have heard that term. It just means that it's quite difficult to maintain a healthy weight, because we're bombarded all the time by foods, and probably not the healthiest of foods. And you see people, you know, going for a walk and they have a big coffee with them, or they might be, you know, meeting somebody and you're buying a cake or a cookie, which are much, much bigger than they were 30 or 40 years ago. Similarly, you might have an elderly grandparent, or a parent who literally eats a breakfast, lunch and dinner and doesn't eat anything else during the day. And that's sort of a throwback to maybe the way things were in the 70s and 80s. So really, and again, you might remember, you know, mum's kind of saying, kitchen is closed, that's it. And, you know, after dinner, you might have had a slice of toast or one snack, but there wasn't this constant grazing.
And feeding.
And I think that's why this works. And in terms of benefits of intermittent fasting, people talk about, you know, regulating blood glucose, or, you know, extra weight loss, or bringing down blood pressure. The research has confirmed that those reductions are no better than if you lose weight from any other method. So really, if you probably will lose weight if you do this, because you're eating in a shorter window. And therefore, if you lose weight, generally your blood pressure will come down, your cholesterol will come down. If you have a raised blood pressure or raised cholesterol, by losing weight, that will come down. But also, you will lose weight by just eating more healthily, or eating, you know, more fruit and vegetables, having a healthier breakfast, cutting out kind of the foods that we talk about.
So it's an option, really.
It's an option. And in terms, it's one of the better ones in terms of, if you know, if you're talking about it's trending at the moment, it's kind of in the news. It's definitely one of the better ones than cutting out a whole food group.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, a colleague of mine, Sarah Keogh, a dietitian who you probably have also had in here talking to you before, is at the moment at a conference in Scotland yesterday and today on this timed eating. And I just texted her on the way and I said, Sarah, anything new that I have to tell Claire and the listeners about? But she said, no, really, all of the recent evidence is suggesting that the benefits that are seen are really no better than losing weight through another method.
Okay, but it might work for people.
Yes, and I do think some people say that they find it easier than saying they can't have something. It's less restrictive.
It's
so you're just changing how you're eating in the day.
Okay. Maura wants to know if you're doing the 16-8-hour plan,
yeah,
which is very doable, I think, for a lot of people. She wants to know, should you still try to fit in three meals or should you have only two, like a brunch, say, around the 12 mark and dinner, even though that might leave a gap of 6 hours between those meals? Like, what do you do in the eating window of 8 hours?
Yeah, well, no, you can have three. You could have a snack in the middle of the day. What you're really doing there, I suppose, is you're kind of skipping breakfast.
Yeah.
Which is something that, you know, we would say don't skip breakfast because it's a good start to the day. But obviously, if you started your 6 hours, if you started your 8 hours at 8 a.m., then you're having your last meal at four, which is a little bit too difficult then, because then you're definitely going to want to go to bed at 8 o'clock because you're really hungry. So that's why people tend to shift it to maybe 12-8. So I would say to that listener, you know, really in the 8 hours, you can kind of eat to hunger. So I wouldn't be feeling hungry during those 8 hours because you still have 16 hours, you know, in the day that you're not eating. So the idea is that you make good choices in those 8 hours. So, you know, it's not a case of having takeaways or, you know, you still have your lunch, have your snack in the afternoon, have an evening meal and then stop eating at eight. So again, if somebody says that it's working for them and they're feeling well on it, I would say, you know, that's okay. Give it a go. I would
not recommend it. Don't stuff yourself.
No.
Don't starve yourself.
Don't. Exactly. Exactly. And also don't do it if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. Or it's not recommended for children, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, who are growing and need snacking. Because sometimes people will say, oh, I have a teenage boy in the house. I'm sure he's never out of the kitchen at night. That's sort of normal, you know, that he will be looking for, or girls as well, when they're growing, but can be coming into the kitchen and making toast and maybe having big bowls of cereal, maybe even putting on pasta after you've already had dinner. But
yes,
that's kind of, you know, sporty, active teenagers
and
are going
okay.
to have, that's okay. They're going to have a higher energy requirement. And they're probably just, you know, eating carbohydrates that they're replacing after sport or whatever. So everybody is quite different. You know, it's just if you're feeling, oh, I hear about this, should I do it? It's something you can try if you're trying to lose weight. However, the benefits are nothing magical, but just some people find it easier to stick to.
Okay, because I have a listener who wants to know what's the best window to fast for menopausal women who are in their 50s. Now, you're saying this is not going to be particularly beneficial for anybody. It's just a method of maybe reducing your weight if that's what you
yes,
want to do.
And certainly menopausal women, and, you know, that is a stage where your body shape does change. It can, hormones are really changing, obviously, and it can be difficult to maintain a weight that you previously had. So women's bodies are changing. So a lot of women try this around that time. And again, the 16-8 is a good one to do. I mean, if you're doing any more, if you're kind of doing 14-10, then really that's not too different to eating normally. And you would have to make healthy choices. But again, things like nuts, seeds, oats, they're all really good foods to be eating around menopause anyway. Oily fish, lots of fruit and vegetables. Fiber is really important to keep gut health. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of including those healthy foods in the diet as well. So, and generally we find people who do try intermittent fasting, they certainly do make good choices within those 8 hours.
Okay, questions coming in about exercise and fasting. Kate wants to know, you could be exercising on an empty tummy or an empty tank. Say if you're doing the 16-8 and you're not going to eat until 12 and you go to the gym at 8 o'clock in the morning, is that wise?
Well, there's a whole debate around this fasting, exercising on fasting, and some people have been doing that, but really the advice is not such a good idea to do. So I suppose maybe you'd need to shift it a little bit. If you were going to go to the gym at 8 o'clock in the morning, maybe have something then at 10 o'clock because mm-hmm. you probably might feel quite weak actually in the morning. And
yeah.
also in terms of refueling your muscle, the best time to do that is after exercise. So if you're leaving a long gap.
But some people find it really hard to exercise after a meal as well.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. A lot of people find, and again, it's all very personal. You know, mm-hmm. some people find if they eat something, they feel quite sluggish or quite unwell if they're exercising. So again, it's very personal. What I would say, if someone is exercising and fasting, you need to be very careful, particularly young girls. You need to make sure that you have a regular cycle. If your periods stop for any reason and you're fasting and exercising, that needs to be checked out because that means that you're not fueling your body enough for exercise. Okay. So it's really important that you kind of keep an eye on things.
And negatives with this method? Anything you're concerned about?
Well, there was a study just last week that came out that suggested that this could have negative effects on risk factors for coronary heart disease, whereas previously we were told it was good. So really, I think it's still all coming out. There's kind of a lot of research. They need to do a really big randomized controlled trial, which is kind of the gold standard for looking at nutrition. It's very difficult to look at nutrition and pull out one factor as being the thing that we should do. Mm-hmm. So again, if someone is doing it, eat well during your 8 hours. It's self-imposed rules. So if you are invited out one night, just go and enjoy your night out. You know, it doesn't have to be. And you can also drink fluids during those hours, you know, that you're fasting. That's kind of what people do. They would drink, make sure you're keeping well hydrated as well.
Yeah, but not
during the day.
Not beer or sugary.
No, no. I'm talking about water.
That would be pointless. Although I did hear about somebody who thought they were allowed to drink beer during the fasting.
No. Window. Don't forget, there's a lot of calories in alcohol that, again, you need to keep in mind when you're doing any sort of healthy weight plan.
Thank you so much, Louise.
Not at all.
Nothing magical in it, but it might be worthwhile for some people.